If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards is off, but Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman is with us. She is now out in Las Vegas writing for the Vegas Review Journal, and she covers film and TV for the New York Times Wire Services. Good morning, Cindy. What is the latest on the writer's strike? Let's start with that.
Good morning, Bob. And it's 6:15 a.m. on the West Coast, and the writer's strike is headed for a showdown this week. The writers, of course, have been on strike since May 2nd. And now some of TV's top showrunners, who are also writers, want some answers. They're sitting down this week deciding, you know, when is this going to end? Do people want to make a deal? And everybody just really wants to get back to work. So we might see a little bit of action this week. There was major picketing yesterday from both the writers and the actors, and also a little bit of scares for some of TV's top producers. Lorne Michaels, J.J. Abrams, Chuck Lorre, their major overall deals at different studios are suspended right now. There's a rule with all the guilds in Hollywood that if there is a strike, they can drop anyone's deal at any time. So those people are saying, wait a minute, we need to somehow get back to the table. And meanwhile, one quick note from the actor's strike. If you're wondering why this is going on forever, a really sobering statistic came out yesterday that actors must earn $26,000 to qualify for health insurance, and 85% do not qualify. So that is a sobering statistic.
Yeah, another reason why it's continuing and getting ugly. And I guess because of this, one of the shows affected is Yellowstone. What's the latest on that?
You know, it's going to be funny. This Sunday, regular Yellowstone with Kevin Costner is debuting on CBS without the swear words. I don't know how they're going to even fill an hour. Come on. We love Yellowstone, but can you imagine Beth just saying, have a nice day? I don't know how this is going to work, but we're getting Yellowstone. For fans who are wondering, you can obviously, new episodes for season 5 are punted to next year. Kevin Costner, who's going through a really cantankerous divorce, has said he's done with Yellowstone. So fans are sort of freaking. But the other thing is, he's going through a divorce. He has to list his assets. Yellowstone, he's saying, is off the table. But maybe that's just for now. So there's a little light at the end of the tunnel, maybe.
Yeah, I guess. Dancing with the Stars is coming back. When is that on?
Dancing with the Stars comes back next week, and the eclectic cast was revealed last week. Here are the people hoping not to slip a disc. It's Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney's sister, Charity Lawson, a former bachelorette. We have model Tyson Beckford, Allison Hannigan from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, singer Jason Mraz, NFL star Adrian Peterson, actress Mira Sorvino, Maurizio Umansky from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and my fan favorite, Greg from The Brady Bunch, Barry Williams. I'm voting for Greg.
Quite an assortment of people on that show. And today,
it is.
the trailer will drop for Aquaman 2. What do you know about this?
Aquaman 2, called Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, it drops today, the trailer, with Jason Momoa, the big guy, still playing the manfish. Rumor is that they've been plagued with all these reshoots, 3 rounds of reshoots, expensive and time-consuming. But it's not just the movie. They were sort of caught in the shuffle. DC Studios has been completely overhauled. They brought in the Marvel guys, James Gunn and Peter Safran, to redo DC. So Aquaman did some reshoots. Also, Amber Heard, remember her? She plays Mira. She was in that horrible Johnny Depp trial. And I guess rumor is they pared down her role quite a bit. But filmmaker James Wan insists the movie was never really a love story. It's a bromance action-adventure movie with water. And one last note. If you like Aquaman, you better like them now, because there are no plans for an Aquaman 3.
Yeah, I like that bromance action adventure with water. Around here, a lot of people are excited about the Chicago Film Festival opening up October 11th. It runs till October 22nd. What are you hearing about that, Cindy?
It has a great closing night movie. Jeff Nichols, The Bike Riders, has been selected as the last movie for the 2023 Chicago International Film Festival. This is a fictional story about members of a 60s Midwestern motorcycle club, inspired by a book of photography by Danny Lyon. Great cast includes Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, who played Elvis last year, Tom Hardy, plus Norman Reedus and Michael Shannon. And the film festival runs from October 11th to 22nd. Tickets go on sale September 22nd.
Thank you, Cindy. It's Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. More tomorrow. Have a good day out west, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob.
And for Taylor Swift fans, Cinemark has announced that Swifties can host private viewing parties for the upcoming Taylor Swift The Eras Tour concert film, which hits theaters October 13th. According to AMC Theaters, the movie broke records for single-day advance ticket sales, with $26 million in tickets sold. Tickets for the private Swiftie parties for up to 40 people will run $800 plus taxes and fees. The private theater sales are now available, along with standard and individual tickets, at Cinemark.com and on the Cinemark app at participating locations. How many parents will be shelling out $800 to give their kid a Swiftie party at the movies? Probably a lot. Adam Sandler is going on tour. He's calling it the I Missed You Tour. It kicks off in October. Unfortunately, Chicago is not on the list. He will be playing Milwaukee on November 11th. And Indianapolis on November 15th. But unless they add Chicago, he's not going to be in our town. And NSYNC has reunited for a new song in the DreamWorks animation Trolls Band Together. And the single titled Better Place is NSYNC's first song in 20 years. Here's a bit of it. Tuesday night, NSYNC reunited on stage at the MTV Video Music Awards, where they presented the award for Best Pop to Taylor Swift for Anti-Hero. Better Place is available September 29th. Trolls Band Together premieres in theaters November 17th. And a reminder about the big Illinois Rock and Roll Museum event coming up this Sunday. Illinois' strong contribution to the world of music and entertainment will take center stage at the Rialto Square Theater with the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum's third annual Hall of Fame induction award ceremony. The museum, and not for profit, is scheduled to open up very soon, and they've got quite a few great exhibits in there, and every year they've had this event. I'm happy to MC it this year. John Landecker will be with us, and I understand Wendy Snyder will be there as well, as one of the awards being given will be to the old Loop. The Cry and Shames perform, and so will many other artists, and there are still some tickets available. All the information and the ticket info is at Ticketmaster.com or the Rialto Square website. Go to RialtoSquare.com. It is this Sunday at 6 p.m. Hope to see you out there.
Thanks for turning your knob to Bob.
You're welcome.